goes on, looked down with alarm at his feet and marked their enormous expanse. And he tacked on a 5 to his regular prize for teaching McFadden to dance. I have often been struck by the close similarity between the case of Clarence and that of Henry Wallace Mills. One difference alone presents itself. It would seem to have been mere vanity and ambition that stimulated the former, whereas the motive force which drove Henry Mills to defy nature and attempt dancing was the purer one of love. He did it to please his wife. Had he never gone to Ye Bonny Briar Bush Farm, that popular holiday resort, and there met Minnie Hill, he would doubtless have continued to spend in peaceful reading the hours not given over to work at the New York bank, at which he was employed as paying cashier. For Henry was a voracious reader. His idea of a pleasant evening was to get back to his little flat, take off his coat, put on his slippers, light a pipe, and go on from the point where he had left off the night before in his perusal of the Bis Cal volume of the Encyclopedia Britannica, making notes as he read in a stout notebook. He read the Bis Cal volume because, after many days, he had finished the A and Os and the Os Bis. There was something admirable, and yet a little horrible, about Henry's method of study. He went after learning with the cold and dispassionate relentlessness of a stoat pursuing a rabbit. The ordinary man, who is paying installments on the Encyclopedia Britannica, is apt to get overexcited and to skip impatiently to volume 28, Vet Zim, to see how it all comes out in the end. Not so Henry. His was not a frivolous mind. He intended to read the encyclopedia through, and he was not going to spoil his pleasure by peeping ahead. It would seem to be an inexorable law of nature that no man shall shine at both ends. If he has a high forehead and a thirst for wisdom, his fox-trotting, if any, shall be as the staggerings of the drunken, while if he is a good dancer, he is nearly always petrified from the ears upward. No better examples of this law could have been found than Henry Mills and his fellow cashier, Sidney Mercer. In New York banks, paying cashiers, like bears, tigers, lions, and other fauna, are always shut up in a cage in pairs, and are consequently dependent on each other for entertainment and social intercourse when business is slack. Henry Mills and Sidney simply could not find a subject in common. Sidney knew absolutely nothing of even such elementary things as Abana, Aberration, Abraham, or Acrogeni, while Henry, on his side, was scarcely aware that there had been any developments in the dance since the polka. It was a relief to Henry when Sidney threw up his job to join the chorus of a musical comedy, and was succeeded by a man who, though full of limitations, could at least converse intelligently on bowls. Such, then, was Henry Wallace Mills. He was in the middle 30s, temperate, studious, a moderate smoker, and, one would have said, a bachelor of the bachelors, armor plated against Cupid's well-meant but obsolete artillery. Sometimes Sidney Mercer's successor in the teller's cage, a sentimental young man, would broach the topic of woman and marriage. He would ask Henry if he ever intended to get married. On such occasions, Henry would look at him in a manner which was a blend of scorn, amusement, and indignation, and would reply with a single word. Me? It was the way he said it that impressed you. But Henry had yet to experience the unmanning atmosphere of a lonely summer resort. He had only just reached the position in the bank where he was permitted to take his annual vacation in the summer. Hitherto, he had always been released from his cage during the winter months, and had spent his 10 days of freedom at his flat, with a book in his hand and his feet on the radiator. But the summer after Sidney Mercer's departure, they unleashed him in August. It was meltingly warm in the city. Something in Henry cried out for the country. For a month before the beginning of his vacation, he devoted much of the time that should have been given to the Encyclopedia Britannica in reading summer resort literature. He decided at length upon Ye Bonny Briar Bush Farm because the advertisement...